Continue talking or explaining the chapter of Siyam. يشترط كنا تكلمنا في الحصة الماضية كيف يعلم دخول شهر رمضان. If you remember, we talked in the past session, how do we know that the month of Ramadan is in? لا يشترط ليجب الصوم على الشخص وجوب مطالبة في الدنيا الإسلام. فلا يطالب غير الكافر بالصيام. فلا يطالب غير المسلم بالصيام. يطالب بالإسلام، فإذا أسلم عند ذلك يطالب بالصيام. It is a condition for us to ask someone to fast that this person would be a Muslim. So we do not ask a non-Muslim to fast. We ask him first to embrace al-Islam. If he does, then we ask him to fast. ويشترط البلوغ. Also it is a condition that one would be pubescent. فغير البالغ لا يجب عليه الصوم. A non-pubescent is not obligated to fast. لكن يجب على الأبوين أمر ولدهما إذا بلغ 7 سنين وكان مطيقا للصيام أن يصوم. But it is an obligation upon the guardian to order the child that is 7 lunar years to fast if the child is able to, if the child can bear fasting. فإن أهمل الولي ذلك أثم. If the guardian does not do that, ignores doing that, he is sinful. أما الولد لو لم يصم فليس عليه ذنب. As for the child, even if the child does not fast, then the child is not sinful because he is not pubescent. وشرط ثالث وهو العقل. A third condition is for one to be sane. لأن المجنون لا يجب عليه الصوم. Because the crazy person is not obligated to fast. أما المرتد فإنه إذا رجع إلى الإسلام يجب عليه أن يقضي الأيام التي فاتته في أثناء الردة. As for the apostate, once he goes back to al-Islam, he is obligated to make up the days that he did not fast because of apostasy. The apostate, even if he does not eat or drink, his fast is not valid. So he needs to make up those days. أما الكافر الأصلي فإذا دخل في الإسلام فلا نطالبه بقضاء الأيام التي لم يصومها. As for the original blasphemer, if he embraces Islam, we do not ask him to make up the days that he did not fast before embracing Islam. He is not obligated to do that. لكن يعاقب في الآخرة على ترك الصيام كما يعاقب على ترك الإسلام الكافر الأصلي، يعني إذا لم يدخل في الإسلام يعاقب في الآخرة على ترك الصيام كما يعاقب على ترك الإسلام. If the blasphemer, if the non-Muslim does not embrace al-Islam, in the hereafter he is going to be tortured for not doing that and for not fasting. كذلك لا يجب الصوم على من لا يطيقه لكبر سن أو مرض. Likewise, it is not obligatory upon one to fast if he cannot fast, if he cannot bear fasting. Whether because the person is very old, so his body cannot bear fasting, or because he is sick, he has a kind of sickness with which he cannot fast. إن كان مرضه لا يرجى برؤه فإنه عند ذلك يدفع الفدية. If this sick person has a sickness from which it is not hoped for him to be cured, then he has to pay the expiation. كالمسن, like the old person. كذلك لا يجب الصوم على الحائض والنفساء. Likewise, it is not an obligation upon the menstruating woman and the woman who is in her postpartum bleeding to fast. لكن يجب عليهما القضاء, but those two, they have to make up the days that they did not fast. كالمريض الذي يرجى برؤه, like the sick person who has a sickness from which it is hoped that he is going to be cured. If he cannot bear fasting, so he does not fast because of his sickness, when he is cured, he makes up the days that he did not fast. ولا يجوز للحائض والنفساء الإمساك بنية الصيام. It is not permissible for the woman who is in her postpartum bleeding or in her menstruation to leave out eating and drinking with the intention of fasting. If she does not want to eat, it's okay. If she does not want to drink, it's okay. But if she does not eat and drink with the intention of fasting, then she is sinful, because it is haram for her to fast. ويجوز الفطر للمسافر سفر قصر ولو لم يشق عليه الصوم. It is permissible for the person who is traveling for a qasr distance to leave out fasting, even if it is not hard for him to fast, even if it is easy for him to fast. إذا سافر الشخص إلى مسافة مرحلتين أي مسافة مسير يومين بسير الأقدام أو الدواب المحملة. إذا سافر إلى مسير يومين في خلال سفره يجوز له أن يفطر ولو لم يكن مريضا ولو لم يشق عليه الصوم. If someone travels for the distance of 2 walking days or more, then it is permissible for this person to leave out fasting, even if it is easy for him or her to fast. لكن إن كان لا يشق عليه الصوم فالمثابرة على الصيام أفضل. But if it is easy, if it is not hard for him to keep fasting, then it is better for him to keep fasting. So if he is traveling and it is not hard for him to keep fasting, then it is better for him to keep fasting. ويشترط ليجوز له الفطر أن يكون في حكم المسافر من قبل الفجر. It is a condition for one to be allowed not to fast that he would be considered, judged as a traveler from before the dawn appears, before al-fajr. فإذا ترك بلد الإقامة بعد الفجر لا يجوز له أن يفطر في ذلك اليوم. So if one leaves the town where he resides after al-fajr, then he is not allowed to eat or drink, to leave out fasting during that day. واضح؟ Is it clear? So, which means if I leave my town at night going to a place which is at a distance of 3 walking days, for example, or more, 2 walking days or more from this town, if I leave the town before al-fajr, then while traveling, it is permissible for me not to fast during Ramadan. Even if it takes me 7 days to get to that town. Usually it takes 2 days, but even if it takes me 7 days, it is permissible for me not to fast for the whole 7 days. Now when I get to the other town, if I intend to stay in it less than 4 days, then still I cannot fast. And then if I leave going back home also during my return home, return to my hometown, it is permissible for me not to fast. Because in all those cases, I am considered, judged as a traveler. Now, if I leave my hometown after Al-Fajr, then during that day, I cannot leave out fasting. But the next day, if I'm still traveling, I can leave out fasting. It is permissible for me to leave out fasting. Because the second day from before Al-Fajr, I'm judged as a traveler. But for the first day, no, I did not leave my hometown except after Al-Fajr. This is how it goes. No, from when the Fajr starts. And إذا نقول قبل الفجر أي قبل طلوع الفجر. وذكرنا أن المريض يجوز له أن يفطر. والمقصود بالمريض المريض مرضا يشق معه الصوم ليس أي مرض إنما المريض مرضا يشق معه الصوم مشقة كمشقة استعمال الماء في الطهارة يعني كالمشقة التي تبيح ترك استعمال الماء في الطهارة والتيمم بدله إذا كان يشق معه يشق الصوم مع المرض مشقة تشبه مثل مشقة المشقة التي تبيح ترك الماء في الطهارة عند ذلك يجوز له الفطر أما إن كانت المشقة دون ذلك فلا يجوز له. We also said that the sick person is allowed to fast if it is hard, is allowed to not fast if it is hard for him to fast. What do we mean by hard? We mean by hard if the hardship is like the hardship that one faces when he is allowed to leave out using water for purification and make tayammum instead. If the hardship that he faces by fasting is like the hardship that he faces by using the water instead of a tayammum, is equal to that hardship, is like that hardship, then it is permissible for one not to fast. In some cases, if one uses water, he faces big hardship. And thus, he is permitted to make a tayammum instead of using water. Isn't it the case? So if the one is sick, and because of sickness, one faces similar hardship, then it is permissible for him not to fast because of that sickness. If the sickness is less than that, then he has to fast. يعني مثل ايش المشقة التي تبيح التيمم مثل ان مثل ان يطول زمن مرضه أو أن يهلك بسبب ذلك أو أن يسبب ذلك فقد عضو من أعضائه تلف عضو من أعضائه أو أن يسبب ذلك شينا فاحشا في عضو ظاهر من أعضائه عند ذلك يجوز له أن يتيمم بدل استعمال الماء في الطهارة إذا كان الصوم مع المرض يسبب مثل ذلك يجوز له أن يترك الصيام عند ذلك In some cases, if one uses water for ablution, for at-tahara, then this results in him dying or losing one of his organs or making his sickness longer or having an apparent defect in an apparent in his face, for example, or his hands, in a place that the people usually see. In this case, it is permissible for him, instead of using the water, to do what? To make a tayammum. Now, if fasting while sick causes similar effects, then it is permissible for one not to fast. If fasting while sick causes for one to die, to make his sickness longer, to lose one of his organs, etc., then it is permissible for one not to fast. If the results are less than that, like if one has a headache, for example, usual headache, in this case, this is not an excuse to leave out fasting. ويجوز للحامل وللمرضع الفطر إن خافتا على نفسيهما أو على ولديهما. It is permissible for the pregnant woman not to fast in two cases. That is because of pregnancy. If she fears for herself, that is, she is going to be harmed because of fasting, or she fears that her baby is going to be harmed because of fasting. Likewise, the one who is breastfeeding, if the woman is breastfeeding and she fears for herself or her baby from fasting, then she is allowed not to fast. Now, if they fear, إِذَا خَافَتَا عَلَى نَفْسَيْهِمَا فَعَلَيْهِمَا الْقَضَاء وَلَا فِدْيَة. If they fear for themselves, then they have to make up the days that they didn't fast, but no expiation is due on them. The pregnant woman and the breastfeeding woman. If they fear for themselves and the baby, the same ruling apply. If they fear for them, if they fear only for their babies, they have to make up the days that they did not fast, and an expiation is due upon them. So if they fear for themselves, no expiation is due. If they fear for themselves and the babies, no expiation is due. If they fear only for the babies, then the expiation is due, and they have to make up the days that they missed anyway. Al-fidya هي مد إطعام مد من غالب قوت البلد عن كل يوم. The expiation is to give out a mud of the common staple crops to a poor person for every day. ما ذكرت؟ أي بقية ما ذكرت؟ أما إن خافت الحامل والمرضع على نفسيهما وعلى الولد فعليهما القضاء ولا فدية، كما لو خافتا على نفسيهما فقط. أما إن خافتا على الولد فقط، خافت الحامل على الولد أن يجهض، أو المرضع خافت أن يقل اللبن فيتضرر الولد، عند ذلك عليهما القضاء والفدية. الفدية مد من غالب قوت البلد عن كل يوم يعطى لفقير أو مسكين. طيب، واضح إلى هنا؟ Is it clear up till here? Okay. إذن الشخص المسلم البالغ العاقل الذي ليس مسافرا ولا مريضا ولا حاملا ولا حائضا ولا نفساء يجب عليه الصوم. إن كان مسافرا أو حاملا يخاف تخاف على نفسها أو على نفسها وعلى ولدها أو على ولدها أو مرضعا كذلك، يجوز له إيش؟ الفطر. So if a person is a Muslim, sane, pubescent, who is not sick, such a Muslim has to fast Ramadan. Now if he is traveling, not sick and not menstruating or in the postpartum bleeding, this Muslim has to fast Ramadan. If he is traveling sick, or if the woman fears for herself or her baby, then those ones are allowed not to fast. ويجب في صوم رمضان وغيره من صوم الفرض التبييت في النية، يعني يجب أن يوقع النية ليلا فيما بين الغروب والفجر، فيما بين غروب شمس ذلك اليوم وطلوع فجر اليوم التالي. لكل يوم من رمضان لا بد أن ينوي بقلبه صيام اليوم التالي. If one is fasting Ramadan or any obligatory fasting, then one has to make one's intention during the night time, before Al-Fajr. After the sunset and before the dawn appears, he makes the intention that he is fasting the next day of Ramadan, for example. سواء حصلت النية قبل تناول مفطر أو بعده. Whether he makes this intention before eating or drinking or after that, it does not matter, as long as it occurs after al-Maghrib. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا صيام لمن لم يبيت النية. This is so because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said لا صيام لمن لم يبيت النية, which means fasting is not valid for the one who does not make the intention at night. لذلك الذي يصوم شهر رمضان لا بد أن ينوي كل ليلة صوم اليوم التالي. This is why the one who is fasting the month of Ramadan has to make his intention every night, the intention that he is fasting the next day. فإذا نسي ما خطر بباله بالمرة صيام اليوم التالي إلى أن طلع الفجر عند ذلك يمسك في اليوم التالي عن الطعام والشراب عن المفطرات ثم يقضي هذا اليوم فيما بعد ولا إثم عليه لأنه نسي ما تعمد لكن عليه القضاء. If one forgets to make the intention at night, he does not think at all about fasting the next day. It does not come to his mind. In this case, if he does not remember until the dawn appears, he refrains from doing any of the invalidators of fasting the next day, and he makes up that day later, after Ramadan. He has to make it up. One is not sinful by that because he forgot. But he needs to make it up. He has to make it up. إذن النية لابد أن تكون في الليل في صوم الفرض. So if one is fasting, the obligatory fasting, he needs to make his intention at night. أما صيام السنة فيجوز إذا نوى قبل الظهر. As for if he is fasting as an optional fasting, then it is valid if one makes the intention before the ظهر time is in. قبل الزوال يعني, before the sun moves from its zenith towards the west. يعني إذا لم يكن تناول قبل ذلك مفطرا, that is if he did not eat or drink or make any of the invalidators of fasting before having that intention. أما لو تناول مفطرا فاته الصوم. Now if he does any of the invalidators of fasting before having the intention, then خلاص he missed fasting that day. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يسأل أحيانا في الصباح أهله عندنا طعام عندنا شيء فإن قالوا لا يقول فإني صائم ينوي الصيام عند ذلك ليس في الليل بل في الصباح لماذا؟ لأن هذا صوم نفل ليس صوم فرض. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to ask sometimes one of his wives, do we have anything to eat? And if she replies by no, we do not have anything to eat, then he would say, then I will fast today. So he makes the intention of fasting that day. He used to do that in the morning time. Why? Because this was an optional fasting and not an obligatory fasting. ويجب التعيين في النية لكل يوم. يعني يجب تعيين الصوم أي صوم هو, هل هو صوم من رمضان أو عن نذر أو عن كفارة, أي صوم هو لابد في النية من تعيين الصوم. Also, it is a must when one is making his or her intention to specify the kind of fasting, what kind of fasting one is doing. Is one fasting a day of Ramadan? Is he fasting? Is he fulfilling a vow? Is he fasting? Is he fulfilling an expiation? What is the reason of fasting? One needs to specify that in his intention. هلا إن كان عن نذر لا يجب إن كان عن كفارة لا يجب أن يعين سبب الكفارة في النية يكفي أن يقول في قلبه عن كفارة. So if he is fasting to fulfill an expiation, it is not a condition to specify the reason of the expiation in his intention. He says in his heart, for example, I fast tomorrow to fulfill an expiation. That would be enough, without specifying the reason of the expiation. يعني لو كان عليه كفارات لو فرضنا يكون مجموعها 60 يوما كفارات مختلفة يكون مجموعها 60 يوما فصامها متتالية وهو ينوي كل يوم عن كفارة من غير تبيين السبب صح هذا عن كل هذه الكفارات. So if someone has different expiations, the sum of them would be, let's say, 60 days of fasting. So he fasts 60 consecutive days while making every day the intention, every night the intention that he is fasting tomorrow to fulfill an expiation, without specifying which one. His fasting would be valid, and the expiations would be fulfilled in this way. ويجب في الصوم الإمساك عن الجماع. While fasting, it is an obligation not to have sexual intercourse. When fasting, an obligatory fasting. فيجب أن يكف نفسه عن الجماع في فرج ولو في فرج بهيمة. So it is an obligation not to have sexual intercourse even with an animal. فمن فعل عالما عامدا مختارا عالما بالحرمة يعني عامدا غير ناس مختارا غير مكره فقد فسد صومه. Now if one has sexual intercourse during the day while knowing that this is prohibited during Ramadan, during the fast, and knowing and not and remembering that he is fasting. What did I say? Knowing, remembering, and not being forced to do that, not being threatened by being killed or the like to do that, then his fast is invalidated. أما إذا كان قريب عهد بالإسلام لا يعرف حرمة الجماع في نهار رمضان فجامع زوجته لا يفسد صيامه. If someone embraced Islam recently and because of that he does not know that it is haram to have sexual intercourse during the day of Ramadan, and he has sexual intercourse with his wife during the day, his fast is not invalidated because he does not know that this is haram. كذلك لو نسي أنه صائم. Likewise, if one forgets that he is fasting. أو جامع مكرها بالقتل أو نحوه. Or he has sexual intercourse with his wife because he was threatened by being killed or the like. In this case, his fast is not invalidated. وبالجماع يبطل صوم الواطئ والموطوء كلاهما. This judgment applies to both males and females. So both of them, their fasting would be invalidated by sexual intercourse. لكن يختلف الحكم بين الواطئ والموطوء أن الواطئ عليه كفارة أما الموطوءة فلا كفارة عليها. What differs between males and females in this matter that the male has to pay the expiation in this case, to fulfill the expiation in this case, while the female does not have to do so. There is no expiation on her. أما القضاء فكلاهما يقضي. Of course, both of them, they have to make up that day. كذلك يجب الإمساك عن الاستمناء. أي عن استخراج المني بغير الجماع. لأن ذلك مفطر. سواء كان بيده أو بيد غيره أو بسبب قبلة أو بسبب مضاجعة بلا حائل. إذا فعل أي من ذلك، إذا استمنى بأي طريق من هذه الطرق فسد صومه مع العلم والتعمد والاختيار، مع العلم بحرمة ذلك وتعمد ذلك من غير نسيان واختيار ذلك من غير إكراه. Also, one has to avoid masturbation. Allah. So one has to avoid masturbation. Did I say menstruation at the beginning? I'm tired today. I'm sick and tired. Subhanallah. Ameen. No. Haj Ali said, usually people say I'm sick and tired when one is bored from, I'm not, this is not the, no. I'm really sick and really tired, subhanallah. Okay. طيب. One has to avoid masturbation, whether by using one's hand, another's hand, by kissing his wife, by touching her skin without any barrier. If because of that one emits al-mani, then this invalidates one's fasting. If one knows that this is haram during Ramadan and does it while remembering that he is fasting without being forced, threatened to do that. Just like the case before that, before this. كذلك يجب الإمساك عن الاستقاء لأن الاستقاء مفطرة. معنى الاستقاء أن يقيء بطلب منه بإدخال إصبعه أو نحوه في فمه، فالاستقاء مفطرة. Likewise, it is an obligation for one to avoid inducing vomiting during the day of Ramadan. So if one causes for himself to vomit by introducing one's finger in his throat or something else to vomit, if one vomits because of that, this invalidates one's fasting. أيضا شرط الفطر بهذا العلم بالتحريم وذكر الصوم وعدم الإكراه. Likewise, for one to invalidate, for one's fasting to be invalidated by this, three conditions need to be met. The first one, not to be forced to do that. The second one, to remember that one is fasting. The third one, to know that this is haram during the day of Ramadan. أما لو تقيأ الشخص بغير طلب منه من غير استقاء فلا يفسد صومه بذلك. Now if one vomits without him causing that to himself, then his fasting is not invalidated. إلا أن يبلع شيئا عمدا شيئا من القيء أو يبلع ريقه المتنجس. يعني قبل أن يطهر فمه يبلع ريقه المتنجس، هذا يفسد صومه. Except if one swallows intentionally any part of the vomit, or one swallows his saliva, his najas, filthy saliva, that is before rinsing his mouth with water, before cleaning his mouth from the najas, filth with water, he swallows his saliva. In this case, this invalidates his fasting. So if someone vomits, he needs to raise his mouth, rinse his mouth before swallowing his saliva. Because if he swallows his saliva mixed with najas filth, then this invalidates his fasting. ويجب أن يمسك عن الردة أي عن قطع الإسلام ولو للحظة، فإنه إذا ارتد في خلال نهار رمضان فسد صومه ولو رجع فورا إلى الإسلام. لأن الصوم عبادة والعبادة لا تصح من غير المسلم. Also, one needs to abstain from committing blasphemy. If one apostates, if one blasphemes, even for one moment during the day of Ramadan, this invalidates his fasting. Even if he comes back immediately to Islam, this invalidates his fasting. Because fasting is a type of worship. And the worship is not valid from a non-Muslim. هذا ليس مثل الوضوء. الوضوء لا ينتقض بالردة لأن انتقاض الوضوء ليس عبادة. أما الصوم عبادة فلا يصح مع الردة. لذلك يفسد بالردة. This is not like the case of wudu. If someone has wudu and then one apostates and he goes back to al-Islam, his wudu is not invalidated by that. Why? Because invalidating al-wudu is not a type of worship. As for fasting, it is a type of worship. So if he is not a Muslim, then his fast is interrupted. If he becomes a blasphemer, his fast is invalidated. Yeah, of course. وسواء كان كفره بالقول أو بالفعل أو بالاعتقاد. And whether one blasphemes by saying a blasphemous statement or holding a blasphemous creed or doing a blasphemous action. Because as you know, blasphemy has three types. One might blaspheme by holding a blasphemous conviction, and one blasphemes by saying blasphemous statements, and one blasphemes by doing blasphemous actions. Any of those three types, if one does any of those three types, then one blasphemes. One doesn't need to do them all together to blaspheme. Any of those three types is enough for one to become a blasphemer if one does it. Okay, let's stop here talking about al-siyam. And let me talk a little bit about this issue. Here it is proper to talk a little bit about this issue. Nowadays, there are certain people who claim that one does not blaspheme by just uttering a blasphemous statement. They claim that one blasphemes if he utters a blasphemous statement having the intention to leave out al-Islam and embracing another religion, deciding to blaspheme. They said they have to have that in their hearts to blaspheme. This statement is an invalid statement, completely wrong. It is not a condition to have the intention of leaving out al-Islam and embracing another religion while saying a blasphemous statement for one to be judged as a blasphemer. No one among the Muslim scholars ever said that. But maybe 150 years ago, or less than that, a person called al-Shawkani he is from al-Yemen. He follows the Zaydi school. He is Zaydi, among the Zaydis. He was explaining a book authored by one of the scholars of this school. In that book, the author mentioned the issue of apostasy in the proper way. So in the book, in the original text, the author said that the one who utters blasphemous statement blasphemes by that, just by that. And he said the one who does blasphemous actions blasphemes, etc. Now, while explaining, this deviated person, al-Shawkani, he added an extra condition. So he said that the one who utters a blasphemous statement does not blaspheme just by that. He said to become a blasphemer, he needs to have the intention of leaving out al-Islam and embracing another religion to become a blasphemer. And he needs to يعتقد معنى الذي يقوله. He said also he needs to have the conviction in what he is saying to be judged as a blasphemer. Now he said that no one paid attention to what he said. I mean, no one made any weight to what he said, because what he said is against the consensus of Muslims. Until lately, maybe 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, 25 years ago, when someone called Sayyid Sabiq copied the statement of al-Shawkani and he put it in his book called Fiqh al-Sunnah. So he copied that ill statement from al-Shawkani. Later, another man called Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki, he died recently, 2 years ago I think he died, copied also that statement and put it in some of his books. Also, a third person called Hassan Qatibji, he copied that statement and he put it in his book. Few other people, one is called Umar Abdullah Kamil also from Jeddah, he is still alive. He put it in a booklet that he authored. So what happened is that Also Hassan al-Hudaybi copied that statement and put it in his book. So what happened is that some of them copied that statement from Ash-Shawkani, and openly they said in their books, Ash-Shawkani said, and they copied it. And some of them, they took it either from his book or their books, and they put it in their books without referring to Ash-Shawkani, but it's the same statement. They copied it and they put it. So now, nowadays we have 7 or 8 people who put that ill statement in their books. Be aware about that and warn the people against such statement. This is a very dangerous statement, because according to them, if one curses Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, according to them, he does not blaspheme by that. If he does not believe in the meaning of the words that he said, if he does not have the intention to leave out al-Islam and embrace another religion, as you all know, this their statement goes against Al-Quran, it goes against the hadith of the Prophet, it goes against the consensus of the nation. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ, which means they said the blasphemous statement and they became blasphemers by that. Allah Ta'ala did not say in Al-Quran they said the blasphemous statement and they became blasphemers by that because they intended to say it, they believed in the meaning of this statement, etc. As you all know, many people who are astray, many people who do not embrace al-Islam, they do not know that they are not on the correct path. Isn't it the case? They think that they are on the proper path. Isn't it? What do we say about them? They are safe because they do not know that this is wrong. Those people said, if someone says this statement without knowing that this is kufr, then he or she does not blaspheme. Wow. Then according to them, someone would stand here, would stand somewhere, curses Allah, curses the Prophet, curses Al-Quran, curses Al-Islam. And according to them, he is still a Muslim. If he does not know that this is blasphemy and he does not have the intention to leave out al-Islam and embracing another religion, etc., as they said. Be aware, this is a very dangerous statement. Anyone who believes those people, he himself blasphemes. It is very dangerous. So be cautious and warn the people against that. Before such statement spreads among the Muslims and causes a lot of harm. Barakallahu feekum. If anyone has the questions, go ahead and ask. Yeah, tfaddal, Muhammad. إن كان لا يشق الأفضل له المثابرة على الصوم. هذا قاله النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في حق من شق عليه الصوم. The hadith ليس من البر الصيام في السفر, which means it is better not to fast when one is traveling. This hadith, the Prophet said it in reference to some people who faced hardship while they were fasting, while traveling. If one does not face hardship, then it is better for him to keep fasting. تفضلي دانا. ليس عبادة. لا 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 لا. Okay. We said that if one has his wudu, then he apostates. His wudu is not breached because invalidating the wudu is not an act of worship. Not the wudu. The wudu is an act of worship, of course. Invalidating it is not an act of worship. So if someone is a Muslim, he has his wudu, if he apostates, then goes back to al-Islam, without any of the invalidators of wudu occurs with him, then he still has his wudu. This is how the statement is. Tafaddali, go ahead. Yeah? Yes? If she is fasting, then she menstruates during the day, the fast is broken. Even if this happens 2 minutes before al-Maghrib. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, mashallah. Thank you.
If one faces, for the first question, if one faces hardship while fasting, he can fast, except if he knows that fasting harms him. If he knows that fasting harms his health, يعني, in the way that we explained, if he knows that fasting will cause him to harm himself, then it is not permissible for him to fast. In this case, he does not fast, and then he makes up later when he gets better this day. Okay. Okay. Yeah. If someone knows that there is a possibility that he is not going to complete the fast, the day, while fasting, because a certain sickness, sometimes it gets worse during the day, so the person cannot continue fasting. Sometimes it does not. So if someone knows that there is this possibility, what this person does is that he fasts, and if his situation becomes worse during the day, so he is not able to continue fasting, then this person breaks his fast and later he makes up this day. When he can, he makes up this day. There is still one question. No. For the second question, if a woman is raped during the day of Ramadan, is her fast invalidated? The answer is no, it is still valid. Because she's forced. إذا كان لا يعلم الحومة كأن كان قريب عهد بإذن الله. إذا كان نشأ في بادية بعيدا عن العلماء فهو مثل قريب عهد بإذن الله. يعني إن كان يعلم الحومة. In this case, she fasts, she continues after the menstruation ends because she cannot avoid that. So the menstruation is considered as if it did not happen.
هو شو حاج؟
If someone says a blasphemous statement, then you tell this person, this is blasphemy. Don't say that. Sometimes that person replies by saying, well, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Well, if he means, I don't mean to blaspheme, this does not save him. Because if someone drinks, if someone takes poison, whether he means it or not, he's going to be affected by it. So it doesn't save him. If he means, I do not mean that meaning, in this case, if he knows the language and he knows what the word means in the language, saying, I did not mean this meaning, I intended something else, does not save him. Because he knows what the meaning of the word is. Except if this word has more than one meaning in the language and he intends another meaning which is not a blasphemous meaning. But if this is not the case, this word has only one meaning, which is a blasphemous meaning, if the person says, I did not mean that, this does not save him. As long as he understands what this word, what this statement means in the language. Let me tell you something. Some scholars said that just by wearing certain types of clothes, one blasphemes. Just by that. So without asking about intention, just by wearing certain types of clothes, one blasphemes. Some scholars said that. And some scholars added certain more conditions to that. But some scholars said just by wearing certain types of clothes, one blasphemes. So how do some people say if the person did mean, did not mean, did want, did not want? Those people are going in one way and all the Muslims are in another way. They do not follow the way of the Prophet for sure. If someone masturbates, there is no expiation. Yeah, expiation can mean fidya and kafara, both. Okay, if the woman was menstruating and then, let's say at 12 at noon, the menstruation stops. The question is, does she refrain from the invalidators of fasting for the rest of the day of Ramadan? The answer, no, she does not have to do that. She does not have to do that. كذلك القرضاوي قال تلك المقالة. Also, that person القرضاوي said that statement. The same thing. He copied the statement of الشوكاني. He copied it as it is. I saw it. I compared the words word by word in his book and the book of الشوكاني. He copied it word by word from his book. If the travel of the person is ihram travel, he is not allowed to leave out fasting in that travel. If the travel is haram, إذا كان السفر سفر معصية لا يجوز للشخص أن يفطر فيه في رمضان. طيب إيش عبد العزيز عبد الجليل. مثل شو مثلا؟ إذا استمنى بيد زوجته لا يحرم في غير رمضان. إيه يجب الإمساك عن الردة صح؟ إيه؟ مش قالوا لك لا؟ قبل شوي قلت له لأحمد روح اسأله. شو بدي اقول لك اساله ليش هو اختار يعبر هيك. شو كل الناس بدهم يعبوا مثل ما كل واحد فينا بده، كل واحد بيعبر بشكل، المهم ما يغلط، هذا المهم. Okay, if someone is sleeping and he misses the prayer because of sleeping, what is the judgment? This depends. There are several possibilities in this. The first possibility, if the person wakes up for Al-Fajr, for example, or he was asleep and he wakes up and he knows that the Dhuhr time is in, or the Asr time is in, or the Subh time is in. And he did not pray yet al-subh or al-zuhr or al-asr. So he knows that the time is in. Despite that, he goes back to sleep. While knowing about himself that he is not going to wake up except after the time is out. In this case, this person is sinful. Now, if he knows about himself that he is going to wake up, make wudu and pray within the time. So that's why he goes back to sleep, because he knows that he is going to wake up. Then he is not sinful. Even if for this time he doesn't wake up, he is not sinful. Now, if he is asleep from before the dhuhr is in, and he continues sleeping until the dhuhr is out, he is not sinful for that. But he needs to make up this prayer. Because he did not wake up during that time. He did not know that the dhuhr is in while he was awake. Then he is not sinful for that. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No, certain types of clothes, I will tell you later, like what, inshallah. Kareem. If the sun doesn't set for 6 months, for example, what he does that, okay, he goes according to the closest area where the sun sets, and then he goes according to their timing. The closest area to him where the sun sets, and he goes according to their timing. تفضل. Yeah. Okay. Well, there are two sayings among the scholars about this issue. Some said, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i said, the people of every region, they have to watch to sight the moon for themselves. So they do not rely on the sighting of others. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa said that if the moon is sighted here, people in other regions can rely on this sighting to fast. So there are two sayings about this issue. One can go according to either one. It is okay to go. I want to comment about one thing, that sometimes in Saudi, I don't trust Saudis when they say that they sighted the moon. Just I want to say this. Ideally. رجع نام ليس له بيحاول ولو. If someone wakes up and the time is almost out, he knows he doesn't have enough time to make wudu and pray within before the time is out, still he needs to get up and try to do it. If he cannot, then he cannot, but he needs to get up and try to do it. تفضل. I don't remember. No. Does he have water? No, he needs to try. He does his best. If he cannot, then he's not sinful. That's the only thing that I'm going to say. the fasting. If someone walks up, if someone sleeps during the day of Ramadan and then he walks up while junub, this does not affect his fasting. This does not affect his fasting. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله فيك.